Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher. And today is, what is today? Tuesday. Make sure everybody can hear me okay. Bear with me one moment. Let me get my mic together. All right. Got that plugged in. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, June the 19th of 2018, and the time is 11 a.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today, especially for the members of the life management system. Extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you understand the magnitude of who you are being or beaming, or you should be being or beaming. Today, brothers and sisters, we want to talk about why you should and how you should raise your vibratory rate. That simply means your spiritual disposition. That simply means your mindset. It's extremely important. I mean, all of these shows, I know I pop out a lot of information. I know it's difficult to keep up with all of these shows. I know if you're a member of the life management system, especially where I'm going with the new system, which is the advanced, the goal is to only work with people at a $20,000 level. I know that sounds like a lot of money, but trust me, in the big scheme of things, it's just peanuts. I'm going to be working with people almost on a daily basis. Again, we have a weekly one-on-one schedule, but again, you will have access to me pretty much every day. And the goal is to establish facilitators around the company around the country, and also to establish not only facilitators for my system, but facilitators for your own products, service, and information. For everybody that's already a part of the Life Management System at the $5,000 level or the $1,000 level, anything that you've already paid, again, will be deducted from the $20,000 payment, if you desire. I've had one client actually said that, hey, Doc, I see so much worth and value, man. I really want to invest in what you're doing. I want to pay you the entire 20, regardless of what I've already paid. That's what I'm talking about. I've come to the level of understanding now my worth and value. I was talking to Sister Colette earlier today, another powerful client that was expressing, exposing, and expanding the understanding of why I am no longer doing individual Dear Kinnear reports, because it is a disservice to people. People don't understand that Dear Kinnear report is almost like your personal Bible. Most people get it and put it on the shelf without somebody breaking it down and explaining it to you. It takes, I have really been selling myself short, and you are doing the same thing. I had to raise my vibration. So I need to share with you, as you guys know, I don't wait. When God shares it with me, 5 minutes later, I'm sharing it with you. We're living in a day of age where, I don't know about you guys, I ain't got time, man. I don't have time for this now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep message. I want my blessing now. I'm not hanging on till next Sunday. So I'm only working with people that want their blessing now, and they're willing to do anything legally and anything that is spiritually, anything that is biblically, anything that is universally acceptable. That's what I want. I only want to work with people who understand they want to vibrate at the highest possible divine right, their birthright. I used to want to save everybody. And you guys know, if you haven't listened to this show, I've gotten a lot of emails. I've gotten over 100 different comments from that message, because people saw and they felt my spirit at that, when I did that message, because it was the understanding of how we love people, especially if you are six, man, y'all can relate. If you are three, we are so creative, we are so compassionate. And if you're nine, we just love people. We love being of service. We want to be of service to the universe. Well, we have entered into the age of Aquarius. And in this age, that's the age of the water bearer that it talks about in Luke chapter 10, when it says you go into the city, you see the man with a pitcher of water, follow him. So that means water represents the spirit. Only people who are born of the water and the spirit can enter into the kingdom. So the Father is pouring out this high vibration. I'm going. I love y'all. I appreciate you. But I am not sorry. I'll catch you on the other side, boo-boo. If you are not willing to vibrate in your highest possible good, if your highest possible good is to work at McDonald's and do the fries, you should be frying them fries on a whole nother level that nobody else can match your vibrational frequency on the planet. That's what you should be doing. So today we want to talk about how to do that. Today's message is for the people who understand the importance of vibrating in the omnibenevolent level, because the Father, the big G, the Father of lights in James 3, he is an omnibenevolent God. The age of Aquarius is the age of the pouring out of gnosis or knowledge or vibration or energy. So it is extremely important, because people are being divided. The wheat and the tares have grown up together. Now it is time to separate into two groups: those who service self, or those who sell self, or those who sold soul, and those who service others, those who don't sell, but they service those who don't have a business, but a ministry. It may be called a business, but you are in ministry because you are servicing others in the process of loving self. Now, remember, look how close those are. Service to self versus service to others. Those are almost the exact same thing. That's the age that we're in. That's why the wheat and the tares have grown up together, and it is extremely difficult to separate or to discern your highest possible good. So what you are doing is very good, but is it omnibenevolent? The Father is omnibenevolent. I want to vibrate like the Father. So when you see me, you have seen the Father. My intention today and every day after today. Now, yesterday, I didn't know this. Remember, 5 minutes after the Father tells me, I'm telling you. That's why I do so many shows. That's why I write so many books. I'm trying to get it out as soon as it drops in my lap, because I don't know about you. I've waited 50 plus years to get to this point, and I'm like a kid on Christmas morning. People have a difficult time understanding my enthusiasm. I wake up every day like I'm shot out of a cannon. I have a hard time sleeping at night. When I go to bed, I'm trying to turn it off. The brain just is like popping out ideals. Boom, 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 boom. Because I'm on fire. Because for a long time, the enemy tried to put out my fire. So now that I'm on top, I'm trying to put out his fire. So this is not a game for me. For most people, they just in it for fun, fighting, and procreating. I've been there, done that already, boo-boo. So I moved on. So now I'm vibrating on this level, which is omnibenevolent. That means always good. That means my highest good. My highest. Now, let me be crystal clear. My highest good is not good. It's not gooder, if that's a word. It is the goodest. I want to vibrate at my highest possible good, my highest wealth, my highest health, my highest wisdom, my highest relationship. I just don't want a relationship. I want the highest possible, because that's my birthright. Now, I need to give you three keys to vibrating at your highest possible good for the members that, again, that overstand and want to be a part of the facilitator. Now, am I disconnecting and stopping what I'm doing? No. Will I still be able? Now, I'm no longer doing new Dear Canary reports. I'm only doing Dear Canary reports for people who join the life management system. Now, the price point has changed. I don't have the basic $1,000 system anymore. I just have the $5,000 system, $10,000, and $20,000. The goal is eventually I'm only going to be doing facilitators. That's it. I'm only going to be working with people who want to be facilitators. That means I will personally, if I got to come to your house and we got to sit down and we got to bang out products, because you are now doing what I'm doing. You are matching my frequency as we match God's frequency at our highest possible. That is the number one way, the only way that I overstand, because this is how I got here. I had to find and remove every demonic soul tie or emotional trigger. Number one. The number one way, the only way to vibrate with me, with God. I shouldn't say with me, but with God. The only way to vibrate with the big G now. I'm not talking about the little G. There's a lot of little Gs. There's a lot of good things. There's a lot of great opportunities. There's a lot of great people, places. I mean, all of that's great. If you want to do that, boo-boo, knock yourself out, do you? There's nothing wrong with that. Don't let me or nobody else make you feel bad for being you. Guess where I was at for 50 years? Anybody want to guess? Anybody want to guess where I was at? 50 plus years, anybody. I was good. I was satisfied. I was happy being unhappy. Because remember, satisfaction is the father of ignorance. The enemy is going to give you that crumb. And even though you've never even tasted, you know, whatever your favorite, let's say pineapple upside down cake. So a couple of crumbs, now they got, there's people sitting at the table, they're eating pineapple upside down cake, but you don't think you deserve to be at the table. You don't feel worthy. You can't look a man across in the eye. You used to looking up at the man. Or you used to looking down at men. You're not used to looking across the table. So you're not used to vibrating on the same frequency as Donald Trump. You think Donald Trump is better than you. You think Obama is better than you. You think, Creflo Dollar or T.D. Jakes. You are used to worshiping men. I've been there 50 plus years, boo-boo. I didn't read about this shit in no book. I used to worship men. I used to just want to be around rich men. I just used to want to be around people who was more educated, who had all of these degrees. And I used to be around people. I just let me be in your presence so I could absorb your energy. Then I found out the true destiny of mankind. And I was like, whoa, time out. This can't be right. I actually read it and I looked it up for myself and I did an entire series on the true destiny of mankind. When I found out that Yahushua came to the planet to create other Yahushuas, that we're supposed to be like him, we're not supposed to worship him. I mean, when you can, let's not get it twisted, nothing wrong with that, but when you're done, you're supposed to vibrate on the same level as him. He said, I didn't say this, I didn't make it up. He said that the things I have done, you shall do, and even greater things than I've done. So everybody that's listening to my voice, your true destiny is to do exactly, not to read about it, not to admire it. You're supposed to be doing it. You're supposed to be, now again, I ain't the brightest tool in the shed. You know, I got dropped on my head when I was a kid. The light bulb is on, but it flickers a little bit. So, you know, I could be off. I recommend that y'all do what I did. Look it up. The vibration, Jesus said, let this mind be in you. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said that when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, fear no evil. He said that he wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. Now, I can ask or think a lot of shit. You know, the Father told me, he says, boo-boo, ask for your highest possible good. I'm like, hold up, time out. Now, everybody I know, they ask for what they want. Now, if I was to ask you, like I remember you guys told me, y'all remember the story that I tell you when I was in a young whippersnapper, I was a police officer in New Mexico, and I met this friend, man, I'll never forget this guy. His name was Lim. And I'll never forget, I had another dude I met, his name was Craig. Craig was a millionaire. I didn't know at the time. You know, I knew he owned a bunch of the apartment we was living in, and he drove this old beat up minivan, and he lived in a house down the street. It was just a regular old house. I didn't know. You know, he was a white Jewish dude, and he told me, yeah, we don't sell to people outside of our race. So I was like, I ain't interested in buying, dude. I just want to learn. And so he would let me do apartment make ready. I just wanted to hang out with him. Now, remember, I was in my worshiping man stage. You know, I used to kiss men's finger. You know, I had just left from, you know, the church where I was at, where I was willing to take a bullet for the pastor. Y'all don't understand. Y'all, I don't know, y'all been there? Y'all ain't been there? Oh, man, y'all need to go. Y'all, every person should experience what it like to be a puppet. You should be somebody's puppet. I mean, it's crazy. And because then when you get to this level, you was like, what the f- was I thinking? Everybody should go through the puppet stage. I spent 20, 30 years there. So I was in New Mexico, and I just wanted to hang out with this dude. And he wrote me a check, blank check, when I opened up Vision Impact Photography. Still got the pictures. I remember the city council came down. Because, you know, hey, it was only like 3 or 4 black people in the whole city. I was the first black officer hired and the only one on the police department. So I was like, man, they thought I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I didn't overstand because I had a peasant mentality. So I thought I was a peasant. And I didn't overstand. This dude wrote me a check. He said, dude, put the amount in there. I was like, really? Yes, man, I like what you're doing. I want to invest in what you're doing, boo-boo. I was like, wow. This dude gave me a blank check. And so me, I was thinking grandiose. I was like, man, this dude effed up. He don't know. He got the wrong one. So I wrote $20,000 in that check. And I gave it back to him. He was like, are you sure? I'm like, 20 grand? Man, I was a young whippersnapper. I said, hell yeah, I'm sure. He signed that check. He said, oh, are you sure? $20,000 to cover. I said, dude, $20,000, bro. That's way more than I need. Man, I went to $20,000 in a week. To start a business from scratch, I had no clue. I thought $20,000 was like $1 million. I was so happy. I couldn't believe that this dude, a white dude, saw worth and value in me. And he gave me a blank check. Oh, man, I feel like smacking myself right now. I didn't know. Nobody told me. Give me a blank check today. I put so many damn zeros on that, you're going to be the counter. See, I know my worth and value now, brother. I know my worth and value. I'm vibrating on a high level. Now, no disrespect to nobody. All I'm saying is you got to see what I see. If you see what I see, oh, man, you will know what I know. What do I know? I know you are the apple of God's eye. I know that there's nobody before you or after you that has your fingerprint. Your spiritual ID, those attributes and characteristics, number one, you have to find and remove every emotional trigger. I should be able to walk up to you, talk about your mama, your daddy, your dog, your cat, and you should say, bless the Lord, Brother Will, when we going to blow up? You should be so consumed with purpose that there is no person that can interfere with your frequency. Until you get to that level, you're not of the God kind. You're not of the God. Now, no disrespect. Now, remember, I spent 50 years being peasant kind. It took me 50 years to get here. It might take you a little time to get here too, boo-boo. It's okay. There's no reason to get angry. We all have emotional triggers. We all react to certain circumstances or certain interactions. We all have difficulties in our outer reality because our inner reality is not maintained as a single standing column of scalar form energy. So we are all knowingly or unknowingly being programmed or reprogrammed, or our program is being rewrote to solidify its holding. Certain things cause us to be unhappy. What are they? Everything, or every person, every event, every circumstance that causes you to be unhappy, that is a ruling disposition. That is a program. That is a habit. Now, you have a God-given design that is allowed to make you shine. However, because of habits, you did the same shizness at the same time, at the same place, at the same position, over and over and over. It made you a good reptilian. Repetition makes you a reptilian. So now you have a habit of cursing somebody out when they piss you off. Now you have a habit of smoking a little, you know, Mary Jane. Now you have a habit of drinking a little Alcool or the sour grape. Now you have a habit of watching a little porno. Now you have a habit because over time, now remember, you wasn't born like this, but over time, you did something at the same time, same place. It was a ritual. It was a rite that gave you the ability to write. So that way, now you feel right. But it started off as a R-I-T-E, and then it became a W-R-I-T-E, and now you are an R-I-G-H-T. All of these rites in your brain makes you right. So now you're walking around and you have a ruling disposition. Now, in the church, they call that a daemon. It's a daemon. It's a demon. That demon, it has overwritten your God-given design. Now, according to the book of Jeremiah, God knew you in your mother's womb. Now, also, Paul established something called predestination. He had also, John Calvin came out with TULA, totally unconditional, basically irresistible grace. In other words, the true destiny of mankind, God ain't leaving it up to you. Now, I know this is probably contrary to your theology, but in the big world, in the real world, it's not up to you, boo-boo. In other words, God will override your habit with his program, meaning he's going to drag you kicking and screaming to your blessing. That's what he did for me. Let me speak for myself. Let me speak for my claim. Plainly, I turned my back on God, walked away, and said, bump you and the horse you rode in, or the donkey or the mule, whatever the damn story was. That's just me. See, I was an angry little dude. Shit happened to me. I didn't like it. I didn't feel like it was fair. Now, remember the three-step process by which to become a good imp, so that way you can be a EMP, so that way you can become a PIMP. It starts out to, now again, the qualifications to be a good imp. Again, go to dictionary.com and type in the word IMP. It means I'm a pimp. Now, most Reverend Dr. Bishops, they're pimps. No disrespect. I'm a retired pimp. Now, what does that mean? It ain't got nothing to do with women. It got to do with energy. It's controlling other people's chi. That's not your job, boo-boo. Now, I know, you know, I raised, you know, my kids, I control their chi. They walked in the house. They knew when I came home, daddy's here. They scattered like vultures. Chim. Like, where the kids at? Them fools knew I was crazy. My kids was gone. My kids didn't run up to me and give me a hug. No, my kids didn't love me. They were scared of me. I raised my kids with fear. Bro, that's how I was raised. My dad punched me in the throat. I punched them in the throat. Hopefully, my sons don't do the same shit to their kids that I did to them. Why? Ruling disposition. Emotional triggers. I did a thing. It triggered my dad. Bam, he punched me in the mouth. Then I figured out getting that attention is better than no attention. So I did stuff on purpose so I could get punched in the mouth. Because I realized that certain things caused people to be unhappy. And I figured out the game that, hey, that's how you control people. By manipulating them. Mind effing people. So I became a professional, bruh. I was a psychopath. Y'all don't understand. I ain't making it up. I can bring my kids on it. They'll tell you. Then I graduated from psychopath to sociopath. Then I became a narcissist. And I was good, boo-boo. Like y'all seen the movie Split? That was me. So I fractured my soul. My spirit was fractured. I had multiple personalities. I had a bunch of us. It's like my name was Legion for that was many. And so I realized that, hey, guess what? This is how the world works. So I ordered up a few more. And there was nothing that I could not accomplish. And so people would look at me, man, I would go in a car lot and drive off with a brand new car with no job, with no credit, and no money down. Brought over $1 million worth of real estate doing that. How? My daughter said, Dad, you got a mouthpiece. I was a linguistical god, little g. That's an IMP. An IMP means little devil. Now, the word devil means live. That means that you live very creatively. I know a lot of people that are little devils, they just don't know. So when I see them, I was like, there goes me. That's just an over. Now, you are living in your area of expertise. But how did you become a little devil? One, you were oppressed. Now, you're probably still under somebody's oppression. You just don't know it. Probably your mate. Most people are married to their handler, their facilitator, their reaper. Now, most parents, they are the pair that rent. They are a parrot. They just parenting the program because they was controlled. My daddy was controlled. Now, my father's father tied him to a tree, took a rope, dipped it in boiling water, and beat him till the skin peeled off his back. True story. Now, my dad is 80-something years old right now. You can call him and ask him. Because I asked my father, now that I'm an adult, why was you like that? And my father said, boy, you don't want to know how your granddaddy that you loved, how he raised me. Now I understand why my father did what he did. My daughter and my oldest son, they understand why I was wired the way that I was wired, because of my environment. I was oppressed. Then I was depressed. Then I was possessed. Same shit has happened to you. Now, the reason why you have to raise your vibration so that way you can stop allowing people to oppress you. Right now, I can push your buttons. Everybody that's on this call, if you're part of the life management system, I know exactly what to say to get you to send me an email to say something. Hey, Brother Will, I feel like you're disrespecting me, brother. Why? That demon is still there. They don't go nowhere, brother. You think the demons I had are gone? Them suckers is buried in the basement. They're all in timeout. I starve them because I ignore them. Same shit that's going on in your life. That's why this system is so important. That's why you got to vibrate at your highest level to get it further away from that low vibration. You don't have a choice. You must vibrate. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also has the potential to swing to the right. That means you can read. Have you ever read Elvis Presley's story? What about Little Richard? What about the boy that was on 60 Minutes, the white guy, the guitar player? Any, usually musician, they all tell you the same thing. They all, Whitney Houston, they was all raised in the church. They all had a great relationship with God. They all had the potential to be great spiritual gurus. But what happened? To the degree that the pendulum swings to the left, that is the same degree that the pendulum can swing to the right. The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. Don't believe me? Call an architect and ask them, how deep do you have to go down to support that building that is going up? So when I meet somebody and they ain't went down, I know they can't go up. So people ask me all the time, why did he? Now, I used to talk to people who did not go down, meaning the worst thing that happened to them was they bumped, they told, they had a flat tire. Joel Osteen Christians. That's what I call them. No disrespect. But I can't hang out with Joel Osteen. And he had no adversity. Adversity, brothers, adversity, sister, is according to the Bible. If you ain't went through nothing, see, God takes you through something before he gives you the ability to do something. Don't believe me? Ask Jonah. Ask Daniel. Ask Moses. Ask Saul, who changed his whole name. Ask Abram. Every biblical character in the Bible, they went through something before they became something. Because they had to get rid of that demonic soul tie, that emotional trigger. See, when you go through adversity, when you've been in the lion's den, come on, like be for real. You was in the lion's den, dog. So somebody walk up to you, chirping in your ear, what the, like really, boo-boo? Like, go play. Go play in traffic. My little stepson, that's what he says when he's playing a video game. His little friends, he mess with him. He say, yeah, dude, go play in traffic. What does that mean? That means stop wasting my time, man. Now, that's no disrespect to nobody. Because if you haven't had adversity, stick around. Your number is going to be called. Emotional triggers are demonic soul ties. How they keep you entangled in the cares of this world, the lust of the flesh and pride of life. We got to get you to react, boo-boo. And so the enemy sends sickness into your life every day, all day. Let me try this. Oh, that didn't work. Let me try this. Oh, that didn't work. See, finding your emotional trigger, finding the unbeneficial program and clearing it out, moving it out. How do you clear it out? The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. That means turn your back. You take no. I don't put no energy into negativity. Zero. Zip dollar. Because if I show up on the scene, and if I engage, I want to try to end somebody's life. I don't know. That's just the way I'm wired. I'm working on it, but I don't have the ability to dialogue. Like, I don't understand when I see two dudes in the street arguing, you hit me. No, when I was 8, they said, you hit me, bam, I hit them. I didn't understand why y'all go back and forth. Y'all put, okay, I'm going to put this on my shoulder. Y'all know how we deal with kids. I'm going to draw this line in the sand, and if you step across this line, I'm going to knock you out. I never did that. When they was talking, as soon as they start talking, I try to put my hand through somebody's throat. That disposition is still here. Sometimes it rises up. I got to keep that fool locked, chained, bound, gagged, blindfolded, and sedated. I do not have the luxury of engaging in a negative thought. I don't. I got to be very careful. That is why I love my kids, but I don't go around my kids when they drink. Because one time I did, and my kids had their, conversation. I don't know what they were calling it. My daughter said something to me that almost cost her life. She don't even know. I had to get in my car and drive off. Because I saw myself ending my own daughter's life. That's how dangerous it is for me. That's why I don't play. the vibration that I am at, I thank God for it because I used to be at the other level. The tallest buildings, y'all talking about y'all want to be master teacher 33 and this and that. I don't know if you want to do that, boo-boo. You have to deal with that demon, the big one. Not the little demons you're fighting right now, the little ones that are snipping at your heel. That's, you know, what that gives you the cojones to go and, you know, tell somebody off. No. I'm talking about that demon that puts that thought in your head that says in your own life or in somebody else's. That demon. Y'all ain't dealt with them yet? Stick around. Until you deal with that emotional trigger. There is an emotional trigger in you, brother. It's there. It's buried. You got to bring it out and you got to remove it. How do you remove it? And you bring it up and you turn your back on it. That's what I did. It came up. It said, "Is my daughter's life?" I said, "I ain't doing that, man. I don't care what they say, drunk or not drunk." My daughter said some shit to me when she was drunk that, again, almost cost her life. But I had to walk away. I've never seen that demon since. Now I can hang out with my kids, and I don't feel like I'm a threat to their lives. Or I can hang out with you. I can hang out with anybody, and I don't feel like I'm a threat to end somebody's life. That demon, brother, the devil, his end game, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If you haven't dealt with that disposition, that vibration, stick around. You have to deal with it. Number one, you got to find and you got to remove that disposition. What disposition? The disposition to kill, steal, or destroy. It's in you. We all have it. It's buried. So when it comes up, you have to remove the trigger. The trigger. What is the trigger for me? Disrespect. I can do a lot of things, but the only thing I can't do. That's what the devil always put me in environments where I am being disrespected. Because, see, when I talk to my wife and my stepkids, the way that I raise my kids is totally different from this environment on purpose. Because I realized the error in my ways. Why would I continue to do something that doesn't work? That's what I mean. The ability to raise your environment is to raise your vibration, is to put yourself in an environment that used to cause you to be or used to trigger and there is no response. That's called growth. So I love my wife. I love my quote unquote biological kids, my stepkids. The environment, brothers, the environment. I can work with clients. I can go to the store. I get road rage all the time. I go, some dude cut me off, and I go cut them off. And then they pull up on the side of me. They throw the finger. They pull out. I pull over the side of the road and stop, and they keep driving. It's a game. It's funny. But there's no emotion. Because I put myself in an environment to fail. But I win. I have to remove the trigger. Number one. In order to increase your vibration, why should you increase your vibratory rate? To keep you out of prison? To keep you wealthy, healthy, wise, and to be able to maintain a great relationship? I was telling my wife this morning, the primary reason that I married my wife is my wife has a brain of her own. My wife would look me in the eye, and I'll say, "Babe, I think we should do this." She said, "Nope, honey, I think I should do this. In fact, I am going to do this." Now, the old me, that would be a problem. The new me is, I am not my wife's father. What makes me think I have the right? I can't find that in the scripture nowhere. In the Bible, God gave man dominion over five kingdoms. I cannot find nowhere in the Bible where any of those kingdoms has to do with another human or human woman or another spirit person in the body. I cannot find it. Yet, I know people who subject themselves to another man, like I did when I was at church. That's why I don't do that shit no more. It don't work. It's not biblical. I can't find it. Now, I'm not talking about disrespecting authority and organizations and all that. I'm talking about kissing somebody's ring finger. I'm talking about when somebody's disrespecting you. You're nobody's boy. You women, you ain't nobody's B-I-T-C-H. I don't know why women would, there are women who call themselves that. That's a, you know, that's a female dog. I don't understand. In the rap music, I don't get it. Why would you, I mean, another study for another time. Number one, you have to find the emotional trigger and remove it. That is the only thing that is prohibiting you from vibrating at a higher level, is you got too many emotional triggers. You know, not you, but people you know. Finding it, and it's easy to find, all you got to do is tune into my shows. I will push your buttons, brother. So what is causing these triggers? See, we are each born with an energetic entity. It is an energy field. Now, the Bible calls it a familiar spirit. It says that the sins of the father is passed down to the son, to the third and the fourth generation. You know, every problem that my father has, I could bring my father. I wish I could bring him on the phone right now. You know what my father told me? Yeah, boy, I ain't never keep no job. Soon as somebody tell me something I ain't like, I was off the job. I was like, damn, I did the same thing. And my father, yeah, boy, I get up every night, eat sugar all through the night. I'm like, damn, I do the same thing. Yeah, boy, you know, my kids would laugh and joke. My toes crack when I walk. They pop. So my kids knew every time I was walking, there was a beer playing in the middle of the night. They let, shh, dad's coming. How they knew? Because they could hear my toes. My father, 80-something years old, when he walks, click, 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 I can hear his toes pop. I'm the carbon copy. Everything that my dad's doing, I did in my life. Almost everything, too, and almost the same age. Crazy. And I wasn't even around my father. What is that called? That is called absorbing, or what they call energy absorption. Energy absorption is that when you're around somebody, you absorb their energy. They're entities. They ain't even got to lay hands on you. This is the energy field. You are carrying your own energy field, which is seven layers. You're also carrying others, or picking up other people's energy fields when you're around them. That causes what is called chronic fatigue syndrome. What does that mean? You got too many auras. You got somebody else's DNA. You got what it's called, you got an energetic load. It is a collective conscious, unconscious, and subconscious entities that you have accrued over your life, and some people say past lives. So you're carrying around all of this energy. You have an energy load. It's called energy loading. You have to unload those energies or entities. This is called entity attachment. The church calls it demons. It's just the new age way of saying it. So you got to go through what they call energy clearing. Clearing the energies. Now, there's programs out there that tells you how to do this, blah, blah, blah. The number one way, your environment and your mental disposition. Now, you can drink alkaline water. You can take baths. You can read. You can maintain a positive mindset. You can do all those things. All those things help. But the most important thing that you got to do is your mindset. You got to maintain a positive mindset based upon number two. I want to spend the majority of the program talking about number one, because that's the most important. That's your emotional triggers. It's too easy. There are clients, and there's people that I know. I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure this out. But it has to come to a day that one day, and it may not be today, but one day you got to get to the point where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. One day you got to get to the point where you don't want to hang on because your blessing is coming. And one day you want to say, Father, number two. Number one, you got too many emotional triggers. Emotion just means entity in motion. You got to identify it and remove it. How do you remove your entity attachment? Number two, know your vibrational chart. Know your life optimization circle. Know your divine birthright. Know your corporate purpose and your personal purpose. You got two of them. You got a corporate purpose and a corporate mission. And you got an individual purpose and an individual mission. You need both, boo-boo. Number two, you have to know your vibrational chart. That's your life optimization circle. That's your divine birthright. You got to know it like the back of your hand. You cannot think, wonder, ponder. You got to know. See, the devil knows you, but you don't know you. I know you. I wrote your damn vehicle report. Well, I didn't write it. I got it from the Father, and I gave it to you. It's in your name. Now, I don't know if you understand that letters are fetters. They're chains. So every letter you got is a chain that keeps you inside of darkness. Now, at 12:30, I'm going to do part three. And I'm going to break down something that very few people really understand, which is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. It says, I, the Lord God, I create light and I create darkness. I create evil. I do all these things. I'm going to break that word down, what that means, hidden. It means in the dark. Now, the electromagnetic spectrum, which we all live in, they say science. I cannot find no scientist on the planet that does not agree that we can only perceive 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum. I cannot find no document written in the history of the world that state anything different than that, which is the exact same thing that Isaiah 45:7 is saying. We call that evil. Now, I need you to understand that, because that's the problem with the true destiny of mankind. The true destiny of mankind is the ability to see the full electromagnetic spectrum. Right now, you can only see 1%. There's 99% of something that is going on you can't see. That's what fear is. Fear drains positive energy. Fear does not allow you to control you. Fear allows you to be controlled by it. Fear imposes its frequency onto you. Fear keeps your mind in a box. Fear drains your energy. Energy vampires sit at the top of the pyramid and they induce fear. That is why I don't do it. I do not associate myself with no person, with no place, or no thing that is fear-based, because that's demonic. Because the Bible says in 2 Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, joy, peace, and a spirit of love. He's given us a spirit of love and a sound mind. So I have love and a sound mind. The thing that removes love, the thing that removes a sound mind is fear. I got saved for fire insurance. That's fear. How did you get saved? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, let me make sure you understand. What removes it, though? We can talk about it all day, but how do you get rid of it? How do you get rid of your entity attachment, your vibratory rate? What does that mean? That means that those 12 numbers that I gave you in your Dear Kenny report that came from the four numbers, each number is made up by adding two other numbers. You take those three numbers, there's four quadrants, they match up to what is called the will of time in the ancient text. There's a Sanskrit book written 6,000 years before in the Native Americans, they call it the medicine wheel. Go to Google, type in medicine wheel, click on images, pimp the game. If you don't know that, your dogs do not hunt. The devil knows that about you, and he uses it against you. That's your corporate purpose. Then you must fall in love with number three. Number one, there are emotional soul ties. There are demonic soul ties. There are spiritual contracts that you unknowingly signed. When you was a kid, your parents oppressed you, like I did to my kids. You made your child so angry that your child says, I'm angry. I wish this. And bam, the demon showed up to help the child fulfill his wish. How many times did you do that? That's how many demons you got. And now they follow you around because they hooked up with you when you was a kid. Because you didn't know. Well, you ain't a kid no more, boo-boo. You're an adult. You don't need them suckers. So now you can tell them, you can cancel your spiritual contracts. You can cancel those demonic entities. Now, they ain't going to leave because they got legal jurisdiction. As we talked about on the previous show, you must revoke that legal jurisdiction. So they don't have legal right to just walk in when they want to. Now they got to knock. Now they got to trigger you so that when you call them back, you summon the demon with your emotion. Every time you have an emotional response, anger, anything that is not love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, any emotion, you summon a demon. The way demons show up in your life is when you act or when you have an emotional response. Reacting to events outside the body is designed to summon demons inside the body. That's how they get in. So how angry do you get in a day? That's how you empower the demons. Now, they feed off your, it's called adrenochrome. It's adrenaline and cortisone inside the body. They need that to live. How do you get rid of it? When you know you, who are you? Not what are you, who are you? You are a spirit. What is a spirit? A spirit is a group of related thoughts. Okay, what thoughts? Oh, so you don't have a group of related thoughts. Well, no, Brother Will, what the is that? Oh, I'm glad you asked. A group of related thought is what I was talking about on yesterday's show. Frequent intense thinking. Yesterday, please listen to yesterday's show as I broke down how, not what, how to think your way to a higher vibration. What do you got to do? Every day, you got to think these thoughts. Now, the Bible says think on these things. Whatever things are just, whatever things are good, whatever things have virtue or a good report. You know, it's in Philippians 4, Philippians 6, somewhere in there. What does that mean in English, though? That means your highest possible good. What does that mean? That means you got a purpose. There's something you like. Me, I like revealing truth. I like replacing error with truth. Because I was raised in an environment where somebody imposed a erroneous way of thinking on me. They said, believe this or we beat you. I said, I don't want to believe it. I got beat. They said, fast or we will beat you. I said, I like to eat. So I got beat. So I would steal food. I would go to the store. Where the store behind us called Doge's. I would go over there and steal food. They would call my mama. My mom never beat me. Not once. But Sister X, every day. Why? I don't know. That was my lot. That was my quote unquote cross to bear. But what does that mean? What does that make me feel? Because what you feel is real. So I got one question for you, boo-boo. How do you feel today? Right now, that's what you're ordering. When you go to work, how do you feel? When you're at home with your wife, with your husband, with your children, you're sitting in your house. That's your sanctuary. How do you feel? Because what you feel is real. Your vibratory chart is your feeling chart. The universe only responds to that. If you're not vibrating your divine birthright, what is your divine birthright? It is the 12 numbers, the 12 attributes that God gave you. The word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes that one in that office with a loan to fulfill the office. So God says, here you go, I'm going to give you some money in the form of my character. So that way, when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. Why? You got my character. But you don't know you got God's character. You think that your habit is you. That's not you, boo-boo. That's your habit. You pick that shit up on the way. You can drop it off. How? Stop doing it. How? Start doing something else. The way that you stop a bad habit is to start a good one. So try this. You like to eat. Every time you get an urge to eat, go get on a treadmill. Go for a walk. Exercise. Watch what happens. Just try it. Just try it. Every time you got to get, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, go in your garage, go downstairs, go somewhere and start doing some push-ups, start doing some sit-ups, start doing some jumping jacks until the desire for food goes away. And then go back to sleep. Try it. That's what I did. You break a bad habit with a divine pattern. Period. You break bad habits with divine patterns. But you don't know your divine pattern. Now, I know it. I gave it to you, but you didn't read the book. Now, you got a Bible. How many times have you read the Bible? How many people read the Bible from cover to cover? You should read the Bible from cover to cover once a year. Now, I don't do that anymore. You should read your Dear Kinnear report from cover to cover once a year until it's in your skull. Then you got it inside of you. You don't got to read it no more. Number two, know your vibratory pattern. That's your life optimization circle. That's your divine birthright. That is the character and the attributes of God that he loaned to you to establish the corporation. Now, according to the IRS, you can go to irs.gov and type in corporation. It's going to bring up these attributes. It is a fictitious person. So while you are on earth, you are a fictitious person. That's not the real you. That's why the word human is not in the Bible, because you ain't no damn human. You're a spiritual being that is acting like a human. You ain't one. You are a fictitious human, but you are a real spirit. Once I found that out, I wrote a book called I Am Too Human, which broke down the word human. That means spiritual monster. That is nowhere, oh man, individual, person, all of these are demonic terms. They're not inside the Bible. Everything that they, the dominant culture, this loose and far harmonious arrangement, calls you is not biblical. It's not spiritual. So what do you mean? What do you do? You detach from that and you attach to the God design. I'm a royal priest. That's what God calls me. I'm a saint. Go figure. I'm a joint heir. I like that. Joint heir. Whatever Yahushua got, I got. Know that. If you don't know that, your dog doesn't hunt. You cannot detach that habit, that demonic habit, that emotional soul tie that you got with people that slept with, that all of the energy vampires in your life, people that's sticking around you, they mind effing you, they sucking the life out of you. The only way to detach from people, places, and things is to attach to divine purpose. That's your birthright. Then number three, you have to fall in love with your inner self. You have to fall in love with your personal purpose, not your corporate purpose. The corporate purpose, again, is the outside 12 numbers. Your personal purpose is the inside 4 numbers. Somebody should write that down. Now, this is what I'm going to be sharing with the facilitators. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years. I never shared it with nobody because, again, it takes too much time. Because I was trying to save everybody, and I was trying to maintain a level of income to support my family. Now, the father says, people are not getting results. Go deeper. Tell them everything you know. So I cannot tell everybody everything I know because everybody don't want to know. Because I sit down and say, okay, in order for us to get this, we got to talk pretty much every day. We got a minimum once a week. We got to spend a lot of time together over the phone, doing one-on-ones, sharing with y'all, well, doc, I can't do that, doc. I got to go to the club. Yeah, that's what I thought. Next. So I got to weed out the people who are saying the right stuff, but they vibrating the wrong vibe. And there's no disrespect. Now, remember, it took me 50 years to get to the point where I decided I don't want to play church no more. So it may take you a little time too, boo-boo. There is no disrespect for being where you are at. Never let nobody make you feel bad. That's the devil's trick. And sometimes the devil can use me to make you feel bad. That's why I say, if I make anybody feel bad, I apologize right now. For today and any time that I've ever done a show, if I said something that came out of my mouth and you did not feel love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, self-control, I apologize to you. I'm sorry. That is not my intention. However, devil can use me just like he can use you. He's good at what he does. Trust me, boo-boo, I know. I used to be his little punk for 50 years. I don't want to be used by the devil anymore. I'm signing up for the God's program. And the only way, God said, the only way you can do that is you got to vibrate at your highest good. But I'm saying, well, God, but what about Jim Bob? I got Jim Bob. Did you create him? No. Oh, okay, don't worry about it. Well, what about my son, Father? What about my son? He says that he ain't your son. You his parent. You didn't create him. I did. He ain't your problem. I had to let my kids go. I couldn't make them into little willies. I tried, but I can't do that no more. I got to let them suckers go. They are God's. They're not mine. I didn't create my children. God did. He just used this vessel to manifest them. So I had to let go. I can't control my wife. I can't make her into do what I want to do. Only thing I can do is love her unconditionally. I can't control my children here right now. Alligators, no, I can't control them. I can just love them unconditional. See, I'm a control freak. That's that demon that says, if you don't do it Willie's way, you don't get Willie's love. That's demonic. That's not how God works. Can't take that shit to the throne. You got to leave that crap down here in the freaking desert. That's a low vibration, man. And in order for you to vibrate highly, I got to vibrate higher. And so God said, okay, you got a choice. So the same choice that God gave me, I'm telling you. There is a division that is taking place. The division is not what people think. The division is between service to self and service to others through the self. It is the exact same thing, but you don't sell nothing. You service. Stop selling and start servicing. Now, the service means giving your shit away for free. No. The workman is worthy of his wages. What does that mean? That means put more energy in, you get more energy out. So that's what I'm doing. What does that mean? That means I'm working with fewer people at a higher, more frequent, more intense, more systematic level. That's it. That's what you got to do too. You got to raise, you have to disconnect from people who don't see your true worth and value, all of it. That, brothers and sisters, is going to be the hardest thing you got to do in your life. Find and remove those demonic soul ties, because they're in the form of people, places, and things that's in your life that is causing you to have an emotional response. How do you know? Who do you hang around with that make you feel bad every time you hang around with them? Who do you, when you get around that person, you're like, oh, man, there they go. And you're like, hey, what's going on, boo-boo? Y'all know how we do. You give them the church hug, the church pat. But deep down inside, you know that person. There are people that you know that will, every time you're around them, they make you feel bad. Now, is the problem the person? No, the problem is you. I like people telling me that, well, Brother Will, this person, okay, why? That entity in them is stronger than the entity in you. That's why you don't like them. See, there's the demonic levels at the military. There's ranks. So you got a disposition, but you're hanging around with somebody with a stronger disposition. Your demon don't like that demon. How does demonology work? Do you know that most people that cast out demons, they got a demon too? They just use a higher demon to cast out a lower level demon. Don't believe me? Watch them. Demons are demonstrative. Now, when Jesus came on the scene, he never wrestled with no demon. The demons knew him before he got there because of his attachment to his vibrational chart, because of his attachment to his identity, because of his attachment to his purpose. He's not here to do his will, he's here to do the will of the Father. That's you. You should not be here doing your own thing. You should be doing your God-given design. That gives you power. It is only when, now the power comes from your position. If you're out of position, you're out of power. That's why your purpose is the most important thing on this earth. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, real simple. Number one, disconnect from every emotional trigger. How? Connect to your God-given purpose. Your corporate purpose is simply your life path number. That's the big picture. Me, I'm a six. That means compassion. So my corporate purpose is I'm a compassionate person. Everybody that know me, they know that. I'm a nice guy. That's my corporate. I give that to everybody. Then I have a private, number three. Number one, you got emotional triggers. Get rid of them. How? Realize you got a purpose. Your life path number. Once you realize you got a purpose, that's the big picture. Now, what vehicle do I drive to fulfill my corporate purpose? Me, I teach to share compassion, love, joy, peace. What vehicle, niche, are you driving to fulfill purpose? That's what I teach in the life management system. And I'm looking for facilitators. Again, to be a high vibrational person. That's it. Why should you raise your vibration? That's your highest good. How do you raise your vibration? By realizing I have an emotional cord. I am not going to try to put energy into it. That's what they want me to do. I'm going to turn my back on my emotional cord. And I'm going to give all of my attention to my corporate purpose and my personal purpose. Those two things cut demons out your life. Because why? You don't have no time. It's a full-time job fulfilling your corporate and your personal purpose. That, my brothers and sisters, will end every program and every habit because it's activating your God-given design. Brothers and sisters, it's extremely important because we're now in the age where you're going to serve yourself. You're going to be selfish and egotistical and arrogant, or you're going to serve other people by selfless. That doesn't mean that you're no doormat. That means that you turn your back on emotional triggers. So when you hang out with somebody that they don't do exactly what you say, you do not feel bad. If you hang out with somebody that don't, you do a show and somebody don't like what you said, You do not feel bad. You don't do exactly what your spouse say. They don't cook you no dinner. You don't feel bad. Your neighbor think that you should cut their grass while you cut yours because you used to do it, and now you realize you just ain't got time to do that no more, and you did it when you had time, and they expect you to continue doing it because you set up a bad expectation. Now they got unrealistic expectations, and they look at you cutting your grass, and they want you to come over there and cut their grass, and you don't do it no more because you're doing your purpose. You don't feel bad because you know, you don't believe, you know you are fulfilling your corporate and your personal purpose, so you don't feel bad. People want you to feel bad unknowingly. They're not doing it on purpose. They've been used. Don't allow the enemy to use anyone to make you feel bad. That's how you raise your vibration. Hope everybody will be joining me here in about 30 minutes as we continue with part three of our series on neuro versus techno peptides, that we break down the messengers of God that are inside of the body. They're giving every part of the body a pep talk so that way you can vibrate on a higher level. We break down the biology of what I just talked about in about 30 minutes. So brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend one. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Yeah. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way, stop me from greatness.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it's a committed, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.